League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is an interesting one to dive into, the psychology of what you do with your gas tank. Because what we've learned earlier this morning is that there's people that constantly, like my good friend Danielle, who runs out of gas like all the time. She's run out of gas like five times in the last year. And then there's the other people that never let it go below half a tank. Like, what makes you play that game? It's Anna and Raven, psychologist Dr. Joe Shippa.
Well, you know, I don't know that there's been any kind of social psychology experiments on this and studies, but I guess what you could really get it down to is those people who are planners versus those people who are not planners. Those that plan, you know, are the kinds of people who schedule things. They are lower risk takers. They're into safety. They're also into saving time. And they can be very detail oriented. The other folks are probably the opposite, the non-detailed kinds of people. And they can probably be sort of risk takers. It's kind of boring to watch your gas gauge. These are people who are maybe high arousal people. They like things that sort of give them a sense of enjoyment. So they don't pay attention to it. They're not as detail driven. And then you've got, there's this other subgroup in there that I think are sort of the people who just forget. This sometimes includes a group of people that might have attentional problems, those classic kinds of ADHD people. They just don't put it on their radar. It's not a planning thing. Their executive functions aren't particularly working, and they're just not there with it. They see it as sort of like, oh, another thing to do. I'll pick it up when I'm down to the very end. And it kind of gives them a charge. It's kind of interesting. It's like, oh my God, I've got to get this. Gotta get the gas.
It's high stakes gambling.
Oh my gosh.
This is me and you at a roulette table. It's you watching your gas gauge.
Right.
These are folks that are high arousal people. They operate, and you'll notice a lot of times that it's not just with their gas. I mean, it's with a lot of other things that they do in their lives. It's last minute stuff.
So if you're a reckless hot mess, you let yourself get too low.
Well, some people they like to live on that edge.
If you're a boring person, but you pay your bills on time and have a good credit score, you're probably going to fill up around half a tank just in case.
I mean, those are kind of generalizations, but for a lot of people, it would make a lot of sense, I'm guessing.
So right. If I wait till a quarter, I wait till the light comes on. And the minute the light comes on, I immediately go to a gas station. What does that make me?
So you're one of those people who responds to alarms. That's probably the largest group of people. The ones who really don't go below that half filled line, those are people who are maybe a little overly cautious too. You know, they're like, I must always be prepared, you know?
Yeah. My dad was like that.
Yeah. And when things don't go well, that preparation doesn't play out for them. They're not often so resilient. It upsets them a great deal.
Right. Mm. Right. Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Anna, I will just say this is the light comes on when you only have like 20 to 25 miles
left.
No,
my car, it's usually like 40 miles. And in my mind,
how is that? I thought it was like standard. It was like 25, but 40?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Because then I'm like, I have plenty of time to get to the next gas station.
All right.
You know, but I don't.
Yes. Yeah.
But when it starts blinking, when there's no more miles.
Oh, yeah. No, that's bad.
Oh, yeah.
No more miles usually means you're pulling over.
And then,
right.
No, then I have like a full sweat. And I'm like, please, please, Jesus.
Right.
Jesus, just make me like.
There's your charge.
Yeah.
There's your arousal.
Dr. Joe, thank you for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it as always.
No problem. My pleasure. And stay safe.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.